Speaking on service, be Marsha F.
Hi, I'm Marsha Nomnatic.
Hey, Marsha.
You know what? Service, huh? Well, we know everybody that, right? They're doing service work because they're at the GSR Assembly over at the Atlantic Club, right? Because there's nobody really in this room. And that's pretty much service in a lot of the different areas. At least that's my experience with it. I'm really nervous. I really am. It's easier if I just like do an open meeting, but when you give me a subject and I got to try to stay on it, it's a little tough. But when they asked me to do this, it was... Thank you. Now to get back on my train of thought. Like I said, to do an open meeting, it's a little bit easier because I can tell my story. And I get real choked up because before I came in here, I wasn't really a service to anybody, not even to myself. I used for a long time. I used for 27 years. And the last few got really hard. When I came into Narcotics Anonymous, I came in here for one reason, and that was I was willing to learn how to quit using. I wasn't willing to do anything else but to learn how to quit using. I was still running in bars. I was still working as a bartender. I was still chasing men. I was still doing all the things that I did out on the street. But I came to meetings, and I came to meetings, and I came to meetings, and I stayed clean. And I did what was told. No matter what, just don't pick up. After being here for a little while, going to meetings just wasn't good enough. It just wasn't good enough for me. So it was suggested to me that I get involved in service. And pretty much on a service level, I guess I could really say I started service when I first came to meetings, because my first meeting, the job that I was given was a greeter. And I was okay with that. My sick mind was I got to greet all these people. And I came from a very big home group. My first home group where I was the greeter was like 200 people there. And there was a lot of men. And that was attention. For me, that felt like attention. And when they came in more than one time, you know, that was like, okay, I was okay, self-esteem. People got to know me, but I was getting the wrong name, of course. But that was like my first service commitment. And then, of course, I became the coffee maker. You could smoke then. So I picked up ashtrays. A little bit of everything in service, but like I said, you know, being here a little bit longer, that wasn't good enough. Just going to meetings and doing something like that. I got introduced to area service. I became an alternate GSR for my home group, and then GSR quit, so I became the GSR for my home group, and that was with just a little less than 6 months clean. And I liked service work. I like GSR. Because there was a whole lot of controversy going on. There was a whole lot of fighting going on. There was a whole lot of back and forth going on. And I was okay with that. You know, it was like excitement. I like excitement. I can get in the middle of that. And I held that commitment for a little over a year, or if not longer, probably a year and a half. But also while being in that type of service, I became part of the phone line. Took the position from all night long. I had like the all night position because I still hadn't learned that you're supposed to sleep at night and be up during the day. I was one of those, for anybody, you know, might be interested, I was a crack addict. That's what I did, you know, and I lived at nighttime. That was my life. So I hadn't got back into the swing of things that you sleep at night and you're up during the day, so I took the night shift, which worked for me. You know, I like to talk. And not knowing who I was talking to was okay, just as long as somebody was listening, pretty much. And really what I was supposed to be doing is listening and talking to people. But that was okay. It was like beginning a service. That led into becoming co-chair's phone line. Never did make it to the chair position because I ended up in another part of service. I came in here on paper. And for anybody that doesn't know what on paper is, I was on probation. I got busted. And God saw it for me to do my time out on the street. And usually being on paper, you're not allowed in jails. So my first commitment in H&I was detox unit in North Arundel Hospital. I used to take meetings in there when they had detox units, which they don't have anymore. My second commitment was I was doing a treatment center, taking meetings into a treatment center. And all these things are new to me because when I came in Narcotics Anonymous, I didn't come in through detox. I didn't come in through a rehab. I came in here by myself, sitting on my hands, cold turkey in it, just to stay clean. So you really don't need any of these things, and I'm not, publicizing, doing that, because staying clean, and the way I stay clean is through Narcotics Anonymous. I've been in ball with service pretty much since I've been here, and as of today, I have 4,025 days clean, and that's for me. Getting dry. I stayed with H&I. I got hooked into H&I, and I pretty much stayed there. I got clean in the Bay Area of Maryland and did a lot of my H&I work there, and then within 3 years, I ended up moving over to the West Side, and I got involved with the West Side H&I. I held the position at Anne Arundel County Detention Center for Women for 18 months. Nobody wanted the position, of course. Nobody wants to go into jails. Nobody wants to do those positions. And that's part of service. And everybody, it's service junkies. We need more of us. I really believe that. Like I said, look at this room. There's not a whole lot of people in here. And service is what I believe kept me clean because it gave me something to show up for. Like I said, I did that meeting for like 18 months. I ended up, like I said, going to the West Side. I was still doing some of the meetings in the Bay Area, and then I got hooked up with the H&I on the West Side. My first commitment with them was Jessup. I was doing Jessup's Women Detention Center. And part of service today, God works in my life. I knew I had to do this. I was sitting in a meeting earlier, and one of the women that was taking a meeting into Jessup before is still taking a meeting there, and she asked me if I would go chair Wednesday night meeting to take, to go in and lead a meeting. And I haven't done that in a couple years. Because I'm still involved in service, I'm just not involved at that level. I did take a year and a half off in between times, like 4 years ago, because I got married a month ago, but the man I've been involved with for the past 9 years, his father was real ill, and he needed help taking care of him. And so I dropped a little bit out of service because I had to take and do a service to my family, which is what Narcotics Anonymous taught me to do. Like I said before, I didn't do service to anybody out on the streets or anything, but when I came in here, I became a responsible person through working steps, through other people. So part of the service that I had to do there was help take care of him being an invalid. So I stepped down from that kind of service work for a couple years. But after the man passed away, 30 days later, I was back into service work again. I have held panel leader. I've taken meetings into, like I said, Jessup. I took meetings into Howard County Detention Center. And I was vice chair of H&I West Side for a year, and then I went into the position of chair. And after that, I stepped out for a while. I gave up that type of position. I'm still involved with service. I was vice chair of registration for the Free State Convention last year, which was a very gratifying thing for me. Sent myself insane. But, that's just who I am. I get involved. It was like if it wasn't done my way or this one wasn't doing that. And basically for that whole convention, I went to like two meetings, which were the main meetings, one other meeting, and pretty much I was at the service desk, at the registration desk the whole time. And I really didn't need to be there, but I felt I needed to be there, so it was done. And that's okay because service is what, that's what I do. When they asked me to do this meeting, I said, well, this will be a pretty easy topic for me to talk about because I'm still in service. At this position, right now I don't hold any positions in the area. I still, with my home group is a very small position. I have to make sure the medallions are there for, the next person who's going to celebrate. It's a small thing, but it's just, that kind of a commitment. But I'm with a home group. It's been in the same place for 19 years. We have a lot of members. There's a whole lot of people with positions, but there's not a whole lot of positions to give out, so you have to share them. And that's okay. And but I am still involved because right now I already have a position for the 2003 convention the Free State's putting on. They've already picked their members and all that, and I've got a position there, which is it's going to be a very important position, but it's something I feel I was qualified at when they did it because what I do is I work in accounting, not that that matters to anybody, but I'm going to be the treasurer of the Free State Convention. And that's a big deal. I get trusted with that kind of responsibility. And working with Free State last year, I realized what kind of responsibility that was, because it ended up that the treasurer, for whatever reason, couldn't fulfill his commitment. And it was kind of chaos, because you still have to pay the bills. You still have to keep his convention going on, you know, and you need a checkbook to do it. But, you know, service, I guess I'm going to be in service until I leave Narcotics Anonymous, and I don't really plan on leaving Narcotics Anonymous, because part of my service for Narcotics Anonymous is to show up for the newcomer who walks through the door, because there's not a whole lot of people with clean time that stick around and do meetings. I shouldn't say that didn't come out right. They have a lot of clean, you don't see as many as, you know, they get clean time, and of course we get live. I don't do 7 meetings a week anymore like I do when I became a newcomer. I do try to at least do 3. Because of service and what it's taught me in recovery, I ended up getting my daughter back in my life, who I gave away and signed away in a blackout when she was 3 years old. And through working through Narcotics Anonymous and the person that I became, my daughter's back in my life. My daughter now lives with me. I have a 4-year-old grandson that lives in my home. And she decided she needed to go back to school to be able to further her life. She may end up as a single parent. She pretty much is one, because her husband doesn't live in the household. And my service, you know, I told her that as long as she was in school, I would take care of the child, and that's 3 nights a week. And I can't say I don't believe in taking children to meetings, but I do believe that, you know, you need to be responsible for children in meetings, because I took my son to meetings. I also have a 20-year-old son who was 9 when I came into the rooms, and he went to meetings with me because I had nothing else to do, and I was told, you know, that bring him with you. And he did a lot of destruction, and I paid prices for that. I mean, monetary and other prices, you know, because he was a destructive kid. You know, I wasn't a very good parent, you know, and I learned how to do that in here. And so I don't like really taking my grandson to meetings, because I'm really not getting anything out of it, because I'm more worried about keeping him quiet so other people are getting stuff out of it. And I have other family members, so it's like when I do meetings, you know, my husband's home, he'll watch him, he takes care of him, or his mother's home, or if it comes to a point where I'm in service and my husband's in service, we ask his father to do it. You know, it's like very seldom that his father even steps up to the plate to take care of him. But, you know, that's his life, that's not mine. I just do what I have to do. I had to learn to be responsible for me. I can't be responsible for him. Doing service here, I'm still going to be doing service, you know, for Narcotics Anonymous. I'm not part of the Chesapeake region, but, like, they asked me to come and speak, which I did. And then I got a phone call after that. I was leaving to come here Thursday night to come to the convention. And Tuesday, I got a phone call from the programming committee, and they asked me if I would be willing to help make sure that meetings are set up with Brian and all of them are doing. So from 10 tonight to midnight, that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to make sure that the readings are here, that the, you know, that it's set up, because that's being of service for Narcotics Anonymous. And if that's all I can do, that's all I can do. I always thought that, you know, there's 2 kinds of people in Narcotics Anonymous. That's what I thought. You're either a sponsor or you're a service worker. And now I'm finding out I can be both, because in early recovery, with about a couple years clean, I had a couple sponsees. My sponsees didn't last real long, you know. A lot of them went out and used. But then I had to realize it's not me. I'm still here. I'm still clean. They're just not doing what they need to do to stay clean. And but what I did do is I did service, and I did it real well. I showed up. The meetings were there. I made sure I had speakers, and I said, well, maybe that's what I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be a service worker for Narcotics Anonymous. I'm not supposed to be a sponsor. Well, 2 years ago, I found out that that's not true either, because I have the same, I have a sponsee that I've had for going on 2 years. You know, she's willing to do what it takes to stay clean. You know, that's on her. And that's still being of service to Narcotics Anonymous, because I'm giving her the experience that was given to me, the experience my sponsor gave me. I've had the same sponsor for 7.5 years. So, you know, it's like it just rolls downhill. That's what it is. The bad rolls downhill, and so does the good sometimes. But I don't know. I'm running out of things to say. It's service work is service work, you know, and that, As long as I'm here in Narcotics Anonymous and as long as I'm asked to do a meeting or asked to do whatever for Narcotics Anonymous, and that's what I'm going to do. And I'm done. I'm starting to ramble, and thanks for letting me share.
Try to get the mic ready ahead of time here. Excuse me. And for our next speaker, I'll give you Ulysses R.
My name's Ulysses, and I'm an addict, y'all.
Amen.
I need to say that I'm real nervous and my stomach is flipping, you know, but I know it's all right. And I need to say that it's only through grace and mercy that I stand here, and I'm truly, truly grateful for that. You know, and I want to thank the convention many for taking a risk to ask me to come here and share my experience, strength, and hope. You know, I'm what you call a service junkie. You know what I mean? Early on, you know, in my early recovery, my sponsor told me, he didn't suggest it to me, you know, he told me to get into service. You know, and early on, I don't know about nobody else, but there was a lot of strings attached to when I first got into service, being a newcomer, you know what I mean? I liked them people that sat up at the front because a lot of people paid them attention. You know, it seemed like the people that had the positions, the trusted servants, they stood out more, you know, and I wanted that. You know, I wanted people to know me because when I first came down here, I didn't know nobody. A lot of people knew about me because I have a brother in recovery, too, that used to cry about me in the meetings of me being out there. And he wanted his big brother, you know, to find a new way of life and to be in recovery and reap some of the benefits of being clean. My clean date is April 1st, 1991. You know, I just celebrated 11 years, you know. It hasn't been a time since I've been in recovery that I haven't been in the service. You know, I always had service positions. I remember early on in my recovery, I had service positions every day of the week. And sometimes, on a couple days, I had two service positions. You know, and it kept me coming. It kept me coming. You know, it's like now, you know, I do things and I do it because of the feelings that I get inside. You know, I remember I used to share with my sponsor about doing things and other people ain't doing it. And my sponsor used to tell me, he said, you know what you need to do? You need to do something for somebody. And don't let them know you did it. You know, what he told me was to do it. And I did it. And to hear somebody share about how good God is and how things just happen and line up, you know, it was flipping my stomach not to tell them that I did it. You know, I wanted them to know that I did it for him. But he told me to hold on to my stuff, you know what I mean, and don't let them know I did it. You know, it also goes on because here in Narcotics Anonymous, in doing some step work and learning the traditions and incorporating the spiritual principles in your life and living them, I'm not talking now, listen to me, y'all, I'm not talking about being perfect. You know, I'm not talking about that every day that I wake up for them 24 hours, I'm living and incorporating these principles in my life because I fall short. You know, I got some survival skills that just don't let that happen. Y'all call them character defects. I call them survival skills. you know, because they are what I brought in with me, you know, and that's how I learned how to live. And when one of my survival skills raised their ugly head, he bring the rest of his buddies with him, you know, and I tend to act out until I talk to somebody. You know, I have worked and had service positions from the group level down the world. You notice I said down the world because world's at the bottom. You know, and what I have become since I've been here and getting in this service is that I have become an informed member. I'm not saying that I have all the answers, you know, because I do suffer from terminal coolness and know-it-allism. You know, I want to answer everything from everybody and fix everything, and I don't have the answer. And what my sponsor had told me early on was that just because I know that I know that I know, I don't have to let you know that I know that I know. Most of the time, it's the way I'm walking that will show. He said, you be an example. You don't have to beat nobody up or nothing like that. And what I tell, I sponsor some guys today, and they in service. I tell them from the door to get in service. You know, because I remember early on when I came around, it was about straightening up the chairs, you know, making the coffee, you know, some of the meetings that I was going to were still smoking meetings. So you had to empty the ashtrays, pick up the readings, put away the literature, and all them type things. And in my network that I'm in, excuse me, you know, they say this is a program of suggestions and directions. But in my network, they tell you what to do. You know, and I was one of them ones that wanted to buck all the time. You know, because I think that I'm grown and I know some things and I lived life and I had some experiences. But during that period of time, it wasn't a time that I didn't have a mind-altering chemical in my body. So I wasn't living life without nothing in me, treading on new ground that I had never tread on before. I wasn't feeling them feelings and them emotions and getting in touch with my spiritual being because I anesthetized it all the time. You know, whatever I was feeling, I didn't want to feel. You know, it's like when I was out there, you know, I was of service. You know what I mean? Because whatever they told me to do to get what I needed to get, I did. You know what I mean? And didn't have no questions, didn't buck. Because if I had said something back to them, I might not have got what I wanted. So I was of service to them. You know, now that I come in here and being in the service work and doing some things, I have learned how to deal with the service work on the outside. I have learned how to be of service to other people with no strings attached. Doing it because I want to do it. And the blessing from coming from doing that service work in Narcotics Anonymous and out of Narcotics Anonymous is the feeling, and it's indescribable, of what you get on the inside. You know, knowing that you help somebody. I'm one of them ones, when people come in the rooms, especially in my home group, you know, and they want to stand up there and, where's the coffee? How come the coffee ain't made? How come the seats ain't made up? And I'll stand up to them in a heartbeat and say, why wasn't you here? If it ain't no coffee, why don't you make some? You know what I mean? A lot of people that I have found, you know, when it, you know, Narcotics Anonymous is going to go on. The meetings are going to go on. You know, just like this convention. You know, it had to be some people in service to set this thing up. And for this thing to come off, and thus far has been as good as it has been. You know, it had to be some people that stepped up to the plate, that gave of them time of their time to make them committee meetings, to run around, to get in touch with some people, for this to happen. For us to come down here and enjoy a weekend of recovery on the convention level and get as many meetings and workshops and have the fun with the comedy shows and the dances, you know, the merchandising, the coffee is still set up in there, the hospitality rooms, you know, to line things up. Somebody had to step up to that plate to make it happen, while everybody else can come down and enjoy this convention. And sure, they asked people when they got here, you know, would you sign up for some service? Why not? You know what I mean? This is the only place that I know from my experience that I can go, you know, that I can feel a part of, and that has helped save my life. The program of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, it's like my recovery consists of many ingredients. Like you're baking a cake, and if something's missing, then the cake is not going to come out right. The program of Narcotics Anonymous is the steps and the tradition. That's the program. But then you have the fellowship. You know, you have your network. You know, you have all the other ingredients that make up recovery for me. You know, that I have to incorporate and put in my life to balance everything out so that I can go out there, live life on life terms and deal with some things. You know, as I stayed around here and I did some step work and got in touch with who I was, then it was very easy. And it becomes easier for me to step up to the plate and to be of service. Because I don't want this thing to fail. I don't want the message to change. You know what I mean? I'm talking about our message will get diluted. You know, I don't want that to change, that somebody be here. And I heard the young lady share about people with time. You know, I always say you got people that will make cameo appearances, you know, show up for anniversaries, show up for conventions. You know what I mean? All of a sudden the plate got so full, you know what I mean, that I can't show up for that newcomer that comes through that door that don't know whether or not they want to stay clean. Scared, you know, don't know whether or not they want to stay here, you know, but somebody suggested that they come to a narcotics meeting. I remember when I came through that door, you know, somebody was of service to me. Somebody that had some time that told me that it's going to be all right. Come on, get yourself a cup of coffee, grab a seat, you know, it's going to be all right. Gave me some suggestions, told me what I needed to do, like get the literature and read it, get the IPs and read it, go to meetings, listen, you know, and all them things. So I can't forget where I came from. I have to keep showing up because I still need help. And I don't have the answers. And when you're in service, you be up in the middle of this thing. As my sponsors say all the time, stay in the middle of the herd. You know, don't be on the outskirts. You know, don't just be hanging around. Get in the middle of the herd. You know what I mean? And what happens is that I gets my help. And from being of service, I gets my help. You know, I don't know, and I can't speak for anybody else, but I know that my network, and my network consists of females and males, you know, that gives it to me riggedy raw. You know what I mean? Don't have no cut cards. Don't put it down. And one of my friends just told me, because I always say that they don't give me no titty. You know, I always say that. You know, I just said that for her. You know, but and the majority of my network is in service. All of them is in service. Have service positions up and down the ladder. You know, and what service does for me is it helps you to become an informed member of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, far as the traditions are concerned, how things are done, because a lot of times that when we don't have the informed members, things can go, and it's just like me, like I'll go into a meeting and I say, you know, they're breaking traditions. They're not doing this thing right. And I remember early on I would do that, and I would go to my sponsor, and I would say, you know, I'll explain, man, they're breaking traditions. They ain't doing things right. You know what I mean? I left up out of that place with feelings. You know what I mean? And he said, did you raise your hand? I said, no. He said, well, you know, you an informed member? I said, somewhat. You know, he said, well, you should have gave it back and shared your experience, strength, and hope. So I said that I wasn't going back to that meeting. He said, well, why not? You can't help them become informed and be of service if you don't go back and share your experience and hope. So I had to go back and share my experience and hope. And because we've been doing some things for a long time a certain way, that don't make it right. That don't make it the right way. You know what I mean? Because we have traditions that we have to follow. You know what I mean? It ain't about bending them or breaking them. You know what I mean? It ain't about beating people up with them, you know, but helping them become informed. You know, that's one of my responsibilities coming in here when I said that I was a member. You know what I mean? And that I have to protect. I don't know about anybody else, but I have to protect the program of Narcotics Anonymous. You know what I mean? Because on a daily basis, this helps me get a little bit better. You know what I mean? I'll never be well. You know, I'm always going to be in service. You know what I mean? The only thing that has changed about that is my ego and my image. You know what I mean? I don't go through that anymore, that I got to be out in the front where everybody got to see me. You know what I mean? That I can do my service, you know, and don't nobody have to know I do service. I don't have to hold a service position to do service. You know what I mean? If I walk into a meeting and they setting up chairs, then I can help set up chairs. You know what I mean? If the coffee ain't being made, I can ask where y'all keep your coffee supplies, you know what I mean, and start making the coffee. You know, I heard her talk about on the area level and the regional level. You know, the first time I went to area service, I didn't believe these people. I mean, I really, really didn't. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, they was coming at one another. You know, and it seemed like it was a whole lot of chaos. You know, but the bottom line is that, you know, somebody said, wait a minute, let's say the serenity prayer, you know what I mean, and go on, and things happened. You know what I mean? They still happen. And it was a learning experience. You know, service work is important. Service work is like one of the mainstays that for Narcotics Anonymous. You know what I mean? And in the group consciousness, you know, it's the same thing as people coming into meetings and expect the door to be open, expect the coffee to be made, expect the seats to be set up, the literature to be out, and all that. Same thing with group consciousness. If you're not participating, you know what I mean? And policies are set, and things are done by that group. Then who am I to raise my hand and say, when did this change, or when did that change, when I could have participated in the group conscious? And in participating in service means that I'm participating in my own recovery, because I am responsible for my own recovery. I am. We are, together, collectively, responsible for each other getting another day clean. You know, because I can't do this thing by myself. I love service. I love to be in service. You know what I mean? And the bottom line is that I'm a strong-willed person. You know, and knowing a little bit about how this thing goes, that if I'm going, I remember early on, if I'm going to a meeting long enough and regularly, because I have done it, I'm pretty sure somebody else in there can relate to going to a meeting and you're doing just about all the service positions yourself. So the bottom line is that that's my meeting. You know, you're not just going to walk up here and change some things. You know what I mean? Where were you when I was doing the secretary, the chair, making the coffee and setting up the chairs? But I got to understand that it's a meeting of Narcotics Anonymous, and anybody's welcome. And sometimes I remember I got another guy that tells me all the time, a good friend of mine, Paul Kay, he used to tell me all the time, he said, man, you got all the service positions in Montgomery County. You need to step down from some of the service positions and get one of them newcomers on the service position. I say, ain't nobody stepping up to the plate. It got to be done. But what I was doing was being selfish, you know, because it kept me coming. It kept me coming. And I had to give up some of them. I'm going to say this. I remember being a GSR early on. And I'm from Philadelphia, right? And I used to run up and down the road and go home. And I remember that we had a business meeting. And what they did was they had gave me the money to pick up the literature and to make the donation and all that. And I was going to, it wasn't until Tuesday that I had to go to area service. But I was going to Philly that weekend. I took the money from the group with me, right? And while I was up there, I spent the group's money. Right, because I knew that I had my money back home, that it would be in my checking account when I got back. So when I got back, I went to the bank and got the money, and I went on to area service. Did what I had to do, but what I did was I called my sponsor, right? And I told my sponsor, man, you know, I went up to Philly this weekend. He said, I know. I said, and I took the group's money with me. He said, oh, yeah? I said, yeah. And I said, I spent it. He said, you did? I said, yeah. I said, oh, but I had the money back here, and I went to the bank, and I got the money, and I went on and made the donation and got the literature and everything, so everything's straight. So my sponsor said, you know you got to tell the group. You know you got to tell the group. For what? You know, you're a trusted servant. You know, you're in service. You got to tell the group what you did. I said, man, they got their literature. The donation was there and all that. They know no different. He said, you know you got to tell the group. So what he did was he came to the meeting. I had to call a group conscience. And I had to tell the group that I spent the money. And they ate my ass up. I mean, they addressed me. I was never so much humiliated in all my life. And I had to stand there because I wanted to buck y'all. Wait a minute, y'all really don't know who y'all talking to. You know, I really wanted to buck and let them know, you know, who they talking to. But what I had to do was I had to set responsibility of what I'd done. And it wasn't right for me to take the group's money out of town with me, less more, spend it. You know, and what my sponsor told me, he said, you do not take another service position handling any money for at least 4 years. And that's what I did. I never handled any money. When I was secretary, I didn't even count the money. I let somebody else count it. You know, but what it had taught me of being responsible and getting honest and let me know that I didn't have to do that anymore to feel what I felt when the addicts addressed me. And then I had to step down from my position, and that would hurt. He told me to step down and let somebody else, you know, step up to the plate. So I'm going to tell you, I think service is real important. And I think that if more of us step up instead of sitting back and waiting for it to happen and waiting for somebody else to do it, man, this thing's getting better and better. But on a personal level, the feelings that you get inside, it's unexplainable. And it teaches you how on the outside to do things and be of service to somebody else, to step up outside of my self-centeredness, because it ain't all about me. I'll keep coming back, y'all. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks. I'd like to thank both our leaders. And we have some time, so we'll have an open mic if anybody would like to come up and share.
Hi, family. My name is Charles. I'm an addict. And it's a wonderful topic, service, and the reason why I feel compelled to share is because, as Ulysses was saying, it's about my experience, strength, and hope. Maybe it'll help somebody like it helped me. I was taught that service work was the highest form of character building in Narcotics Anonymous. When I first came into the rooms, I didn't know anything about responsibility. And the only responsibility I had was to get in the next hit. And service work played an important part in helping me unlearn to relearn. I remember my sponsor giving me suggestions that I could pick up cups after the meeting, put away the chairs. Back when I first came in, we smoked in meetings. That was nice. That's all done dead now. But empty the ashtrays. And of course, as an addict, my first response was, you know, too good to empty ashtrays. And his response was, no, you're not. And this will help to build character. It also taught me how to show up. And it taught me about how to be selfless and giving without any strings attached and without anything in return other than the fact that I had done something small that would be so great in terms of building me back up to be able to deal with society. and to become a responsible and productive member of society. That's what I got out of service work. And by me showing up, when I finally took on a job, I knew that I had to show up. You know, and things from doing service work and applying them outside the rooms of NA, it just made that transition and that reality much a lot better. And what I began to see was that as I took what I learned inside the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous outside, the same benefits apply. You know, bosses noticed that I would go the extra mile to do extra things without being told. And it's nothing like giving 110%. You know, and I do that for me because I was told that when I give 110%, I become the asset and I can take that anywhere. Thanks for letting me share.
Agnay Melvin.
Amen.
I just took a H&I commitment this week. And when I saw on the schedule that they had something, a meeting for service work, I came here. I don't know a lot about the 12 concepts. And I guess that's something I need to ask my sponsor about, as well as getting some literature. I go to a facility where there are veterans, because I'm a veteran. And as a matter of fact, I was housed at the same facility. So I wanted to go back there, you know, and give them something of what I have, as well as asking people to come from the outside and share. And I did that on Thursday just past, and it was a pretty good meeting. And after the meeting, a few veterans came up to me and said, "We have 3 NA meetings here a week. You just come here, what, once a month?" And I said, "Yes, that's my commitment." And they wanted to know if I could come more often and bring more people. And me being the person that wants to help everybody, you know, said, "Well, you know, I can't make you any guarantees." I said that straight off the top, but I will do what I can, you know, to see if I can make an announcement to other meetings and see if other people will show up here. That's all that I can do. But inside, I wanted to do more because that's just the type of person I am. I want to help so many people. I'm the type of person that when I say my prayers, I put myself last. I pray for everybody first. And I talked to my sponsor yesterday. And he says, "You remember when you joined our home group and you took on the commitment of setting up the meeting and making coffee and stuff?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Remember when you went all out and you were there early and you were doing it and nobody else was showing up but you?" I said, "Yeah." "You remember how angry you got?" And I had to think about that. I did get very angry because I knew the other people also had made a commitment. And they weren't showing up. And I was the only person there setting up that meeting. And I was doing this week in and week out, and I did it continuously every week, nonstop, for over 6 months. And that meeting is a very big meeting. It's not as big as this room, but it's about halfway the size of this room. So finally, I came in one Monday, and I came in late because I had just came off of a temporary job I was working, and there was no one there, except for someone who was not an NA member setting up that meeting. And I got totally pissed. I blew up. I blew up big time. And I called for a group conference after the meeting, and I expressed my anger. And there were other issues going on with me at the time, but that was the icing on the cake for me. I didn't curse. I didn't swear. I didn't call anybody names. I just let them know that I'm here every week. And besides one other person who comes here sporadically, I'm the only person setting up this meeting. And not only is it not fair to me, but for the people who made the commitment to do this, You know, you people aren't showing up. And my sponsor had to tell me, you know, Melvin, you're powerless over what other people do or don't do. You know, and it took me a while. It took me a while to finally get some peace with that. I stopped going to my home group for about 4 weeks after that. After the group conscience, everybody was like, yeah, okay, everybody gave me a hug, you know, and you know, keep coming back, you know, and yada, 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 you know. But, you know, and I got on the NA hotline, and I spoke to somebody on the NA hotline about this. They said, you got to go back, because they need you. They need you. You are making a commitment. You are doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And you need to go back there, and so these other people who have these commitments can follow through. So I just wanted to share about that because, again, like I said, the commitment that I just took this week is a blessing for me, and I'm glad to be able to give something back. I'm coming up on a year next month, and, you know, I just wanted to be able to help these people. Not only are they, you know, they're veterans, but they're addicts too, you know. Thanks for letting me share.
Sharon.
I'm an addict. My name is Steve.
Hey, Steve.
One of the benefits, I'm in H&I. I have a couple commitments in H&I in the Bay Area. And one of the biggest things that I get out of it is coming into this meeting today. I saw a friend of mine who's, first time I met him, he was in jail about a year ago. And I took a meeting in there and I got to know him. And it was a really incredible thing. I didn't know this workshop was going to be, I knew Marsha was going to be here, but I wasn't exactly sure how it was going to turn out. But hearing both speakers, the benefits that we get from serving other people is just really incredible. And one of the things that I got was seeing someone in a desperate situation and me being able to just show up and plant the seed of hope and having them still here and coming to this convention. So I really got a charge out of that, so I wanted to share. Thanks.
Good afternoon, family. I'm an addict. My name is Fitzgerald. I'm visiting from New York City. I want to thank both speakers for sharing. Service work for me, I think the reason why I got involved with service work mainly was because it afforded me the ability to do something selfless. I'm the baby of a family of enablers who always gave me whatever it was that I wanted. I thought the world owed me something, and I never did anything for nothing. There was always some payoff. What's in it for me? What are you going to do for me? And I came into the rooms in Narcotics Anonymous, and like everyone has shared today, through sponsorship, I was introduced to service. And when I got introduced to service, I found out that it wasn't about me, and that there were things that I could do to help other people, totally selfless. And it took me to a place that I had never been before. I always wanted something for nothing. And when I learned how to do service, and came into Narcotics Anonymous and gave myself over to doing service, I did things for other people without expecting anything in return. I did the same thing. I greeted people at the door. I made coffee. I've held every commitment there was to hold in my home group. I've done area service. I've worked on every subcommittee in my area, partly because I like doing service, other parts because I'm nosy and I want to know. So I had to get involved in everything in order to be able to get the information that I wanted to get. And I feel that doing service, it keeps me connected for this addict. I needed something more than just sitting in a meeting in order for me to stay here. I needed something to do. My mind, when I came in and sat down in rooms in Narcotics Anonymous, my mind raced 100 miles an hour. So I needed something to feed that energy into. So I got involved in service. It's been a blessing. I too have been fortunate enough to do H&I service. I've taken meetings into detoxes and rehabs. I've chaired an H&I subcommittee. I now am the assistant treasurer for my area. I'm the regional secretary for my region. I do service because it keeps me connected to you guys, and it keeps me knowing what's going on, and it keeps me involved in a way that I need to be involved. I was always a nosy cat in the street. If you smoke crack with me, listen, I was asking you 100 million questions. I still do that. But today I do it in service to get the information to bring back to my home group and to give it to the addict who still suffers. I'm a part of the 2020 club. I still show up to meetings 20 minutes early and I stay 20 minutes late. I'm down here today with three sponsees. And when they come to me and they ask me to sponsor them, the first thing I direct them to do is to get into service. And I'm here to say today that all my sponsees are involved in service. It's a blessing to be able to do service in this fellowship for me. I don't know where I would be had this fellowship not come along and saved my life, because that's what happened. I got rescued from the streets. And when someone comes in today and they're afraid and they have that look on their face and don't know what's going on, I feel an obligation to walk over to them and give them a hug and let them know it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. Just keep coming. Stay here. Through service work, I've gotten to know so much about myself. I'm just so glad that this convention put on this workshop, to know that other people feel the same way. Sometimes you feel like, you know, people categorize you as knowing it all because you got so much information. You know, sometimes they don't want to hear it. And sometimes I have to realize that all I can do is put it out there. What you do with the information, what you got it, that's your thing. But giving it over is something that I'm responsible for doing. So I'm glad that this convention put on this service workshop. Thanks for letting me share.
I'd like to thank everyone who came up and shared this afternoon. And